Hello.
Hello, good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. To begin, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
12th grade.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm English.
Thank you. So, if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, Black or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian,
Quite.
Pacific Islander? Thank you.
Quite.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting as it stands now. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Will you definitely not vote, or have you already voted?
I'll probably vote.
Thank you. And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
In person.
And that would be early or in election day?
Early.
Early, thank you. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you are just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or have never heard of the people or groups, please just let me know. The first one in the list is Nancy Deokauer.
Five, I don't know.
Thank you. Shannon Harding?
A five.
Joseph Motto?
I don't really know him.
Okay, that's fine. Nick Benston?
I don't know him either.
Emmanuel Remy?
A five.
Thank you. Andrew Ginther?
I don't know that one.
Okay. The Columbus City Council?
A five.
Adrienne Hood?
A five.
Farhan Jetty?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Louise Gill?
A six.
Thank you very much. Now, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. Or, I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
Council, new council, new people.
Thank you very much. Now, if the November election for Mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motto?
Really, I don't know too much about in Columbus. A few, but not very many.
Oh, that's fine. But if you had to choose, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motto?
I don't know either one of them.
Okay, that's fine. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Deocower or Louise Hill? Or Louise
Nancy.
Hill? Nancy. Thank you. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Nancy Deocower for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
Getty would be all right, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. So that would be lean towards Farhan Jetty or Farhan Jetty?
Getty.
Okay. Thank you. And how certain are you to vote? How certain are you that you will be voting for Farhan Jetty for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. Now, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrienne Hood?
Adrienne Hood.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Adrienne Hood for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, this November, there will be an issue of the ballot in the Columbus City School District, and it reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for the current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to 270 for each $100,000 of the county's auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. Yeah, are you kidding me?